This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, December 15th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.
Support for Ozarks at Large and KUAF comes from Westwood Gardens, offering a variety of Westwood-grown poinsettias, as well as live Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. With four locations in Northwest Arkansas, westwoodgardens.com for more information.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com explains how wages are up in Arkansas's biggest cities, but the GDP is down. We'll also hear a sample of poetry from a reading this past weekend.
And the winners of the annual KUAF holiday giveaway will be announced throughout the program. The first few will be picked in just a few minutes.
But first, a new program to assist at-risk high school students in Benton and Washington counties with their post-secondary educational options will start in the fall of 2012. The program, known as Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program, has been launched as a partnership between the Northwest Arkansas Council's Educational Excellence Work Group, the University of Arkansas College of Education and Health Professions, the Walton Family Foundation, and the Northwest Arkansas Education Service Cooperative. Kim Davis, with the Northwest Arkansas Council's Education Excellence Work Group, was instrumental in bringing the program to the region.
The program was something that was presented to us last summer. Immediately upon hearing the program, the group went into action saying, okay, who do we need to have at the table in order to make this happen? Reached out to the Northwest Arkansas Cooperative, representing the various school districts in the region, most helpful, saying, yes, please, let's go ahead and let's have you come in and let's talk to all the school districts at once and let's get them on board. Reached out to the Walton Family Foundation, and they were aware of the success that the program had. Reached out to Arkansas Works, reached out to the governor's office, and they said, we will supply you with any of the resources that we have to make that program work in Northwest Arkansas. But from the go, everyone was all for it. Everyone was ready to make this thing happen.
The Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program is modeled after Governor Mike Beebe's Arkansas Works, a program that serves at-risk high school students in 21 of the state's poorest counties. Since Northwest Arkansas didn't meet some of the requirements, Arkansas Works' benefits couldn't be extended to the region. The Northwest Arkansas Council then decided to launch a similar program independently in the area. According to Davis, the need for such a program in the region is immense. Statistics show that the percentage of population with a bachelor's degree in Northwest Arkansas is well below other metro areas that are similar in size, including Gainesville, Florida, and Austin, Texas. Dr. Kristen K. Higgins is an assistant professor of counselor education at the University of Arkansas. She's working closely with Davis on outlining the details of the project and, along with other U of A counseling faculty members, plans to conduct a study about the overall effectiveness of the program. For now, though, the plan is to first hire a project director who'll oversee 15 part-time U of A counseling graduate students who'll serve as program coaches in 17 high schools across Northwest Arkansas.
Each coach will be assigned to either a school or a district and will spend the majority of their week there at the school working with the students that are identified again by the principals and counselors. Right now we're thinking about 30 students per school, so those 15 students will serve the entire Washington and Benton County area.
The 15 selected graduate students will undergo special training and be involved in a weekly supervision. They'll also participate in a training seminar over the summer to learn more about interventions and their outcomes. As for determining whether or not a high school student qualifies to benefit from the Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program, a set of criteria will be put to use, said Higgins.
Low income, minority students, lower GPA, not completing their core classes on the track that they're supposed to, first generation college students, But what we'll have school counselors and principals help identify those students who meet that criteria, and then based on that, invite those students to participate in the program.
These students will then be required to fill out applications and get permission from their parents to avail the benefits of the program. Once admitted, these at-risk students and their families will spend a year working with program coaches, learning more about the opportunities available to them after completing high school and preparing for them.
Provide the resources and support to students in terms of ACT preparation, even though increasing the numbers of students taking the ACT, providing students with the information and resources related to college, community college, technical school, again, providing the support and guidance to get students graduated from high school would be a short-term goal. But then, of course, long-term goal is to see these students go on to some type of post-secondary education and, of course, be retained and graduate and then enter the workforce as successful members of the community.
Higgins anticipates several challenges, but points out that the organizations and people associated with the program are willing to work to address any problems that may arise.
I think one of the challenges is, of course, you always want to try to reach as many students as you can. And so some of the feedback was, well, only 20 or 30 students. But again, with this being a pilot, this is kind of looking at what kind of college coaching, career coaching interventions work, which ones are successful. And again, the idea would be once we do the research and the study of it, which would be kind of the next couple of years, we'd be able to show, you know, this is an effective program. And once we show that, then more numbers of students could be reached. Of course, another challenge is always getting parent and students to buy into the ideas and to participate. But again, because there has been such positive feedback across the state, there are some things that we can share with parents in terms of here are some of the successful benefits and some of the things that, you know, we can offer the students. And then always a challenge, you know, just with space and time. I mean, with the schools, there are so many things going on in the schools, but that's always going to be a challenge, just finding the space and time.
Higgins says the program has attracted positive response and feedback from school administrators across Northwest Arkansas. While the University of Arkansas College of Education and Health Professions is providing the personnel and academic support needed to develop the program, funding has been provided by the Walton Family Foundation through a three-year $1.5 million grant. The funds will be used to hire staff and student coaches and fund study materials and training sessions. Communication resources are being provided by the Northwest Arkansas Education Service Cooperative. Kim Davis with the Northwest Arkansas Council's Education Excellence Work Group says the organization will continue to reach out to the community for cooperation and support. He hopes that the Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program will continue to benefit at-risk high school students for many years to come.
My goal, in all honesty, at its core, is that we're able to impact the lives and the families of Northwest Arkansas, giving students a brighter future, allowing them to invest in their region and growing the economy throughout the area. That's really it. At the heart of this, it really is about the students. And I got to say, everyone who's on board with this from day one, that's all they've talked about is how do we continue to help those students who may need some support in creating the type of post-secondary educational plan, giving them a light at the end of the tunnel. And so for us, it really is about helping those students and families realize the goals that we know that they have for themselves.
For more information on the Northwest Arkansas Career and College Coaches Program, contact Dr. Kristen Higgins at 575-3329.
This is Ozarks at Large. Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com in just a couple of minutes. But right now, welcoming into the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Rhonda Dillard. Hello, Rhonda.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You're here to play Santa Claus.
You know what? Essentially, me, you, Ithy, and all of our very generous KUF underwriters.
We have 17 things to give away.
We do.
In the annual holiday giveaway.
That's right. All donations from our underwriters, and we had a drawing. You just had to go to the web and simply put your name and a little bit of information, and now we're just going to randomly draw names and match them with these terrific gifts.
Okay. Let's. You pick the first winner for the $100 gift certificate from Pack Rat Outdoor Center.
Yes. Thank you to Kevin and all of our friends at Pack Rat. And the winner is Christy Daniels from Fayetteville.
Okay, Christy Daniels has a $100 gift certificate to Pack Rat Outdoor Center.
Congratulations.
This is exciting.
Is it?
Yeah, I feel like we need jingle bells. Jingle bells.
We should get some of those.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ithi, you're going to give away now a $115
gift certificate from Sports Chiropractic Acupuncture. And the winner is Johnny Bowen from West Fork, right? Yes, okay. West Fork. Congratulations, Johnny.
Yes.
Okay, the last one we'll give away now. We'll be doing this throughout the show. $100 gift certificate from Ozark Natural Foods, located in Fayetteville. And that goes to Ray Parker of Fayetteville.
Congratulations, yay. Ray. Okay. Thank you to all of our friends at Ozark Natural Foods for that as well.
We've got gift certificates from Mud Puppy Pottery, David Adams Fine Jewelers, and Pegwood Ed's coming up in the next segment. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, and more in the Fort Smith region. Happy Thursday to you.
And back at you, Kyle.
You have a headline that, as you and I talk, is the top story on the local wire portion of the CityWire.com. This is the headline. Consumer Compass Report, Regional Pessimism Grows.
Yes, isn't that a cheerful headline? Doesn't that just make you want to get up and face the day?
And I imagine part, perhaps we don't know this for sure, but part of the reason the pessimism would grow is that lingering news from Whirlpool.
Correct. That's what our economist and Roby Brock, who conducted the poll, this is our sixth fiscal quarter to conduct this poll, and it's the standard scientific poll. It's the one that the Journal and ABC News they use. It's the same type of phone system, and we recorded the lowest results in terms of personal confidence. We surveyed 523 people, I think, in the Fort Smith region, and the results were, the two primary results were that people felt that 10% of the people only felt they were better off than they were a year ago. And 46% think they'll be worse off a year from now. And both of those numbers are not improvements over where we were. For example, this time last year, 40% thought we'd be worse off a year out. Now that number is 46%. And Jeff Collins, our economist, he said that's just the lingering news. I think his comment was local attitudes about the economic outlook likely reflect recent economic news. So that was his polite way of saying there's a Whirlpool hangover there.
There was another report that was released this week. This one came out yesterday talking about average wage per job. And I guess the good news is since 2006, in most, if not all, metro areas in Arkansas, wages have gone up.
Yes, and in northwest Arkansas, they've increased close to 16% over a five-year period between 2010 and 2006. And that, that's certainly enough. Again, these are average, but that's certainly enough to stay ahead of inflation. So that's the good news for that region. In the Fort Smith area, the five-year gain was just short of 7%, which is still good enough to stay ahead of inflation. But, all of the seven metro areas that are primarily in Arkansas. We didn't look at the Memphis, West Memphis area, but all of them are up. And Arkansas as a whole, the wage gain between that in that 5-year period was up about 11.5%. So that is good news. But it's a good report, Kyle. As long as you just look at that report, it's great. But if you start looking at GDP per capita and manufacturing GDP, it becomes less impressive quickly.
Well, yeah, when you look at GDP per capita for metro areas, there were only a couple that gained over 5 years.
Yeah, right. There was, Jonesboro had a gain, and Hot Springs had a gain, but that was it. You know, everyone else, there was a decline, and there were small declines. You know, the Little Rock area was down just 0.13%, so it's roughly flat. But in northwest Arkansas, the GDP per capita fell almost 7% in Fort Smith, and that's over that 5-year period. And in Fort Smith, it fell just short of 4%. And obviously, you know, people are wondering, well, what's the difference? How can your wages be up and your GDP be down? Well, GDP measures the goods and services produced in that region based on the population. So it's a different measurement, but it's an interesting measurement in terms of overall economic vitality. And then, of course, when we get into manufacturing GDP, that's just darn near depressing.
Well, yeah, when you look at the manufacturing GDP in Fort Smith over the last 5 years, down 22%, down 12% for the state of Arkansas. You write that manufacturing employment is now at numbers that we haven't seen really in 50 years.
Right. And, you know, about a year ago, Governor Beebe was in town in Fort Smith, and he was talking to a group, and he said, you know, I'm concerned that Fort Smith, of all the metro areas in Arkansas, that Fort Smith is really taking the brunt of this downturn. Well, either he's a good prognosticator or he knew these numbers were coming out, but 22% is definitely the Fort Smith region took the brunt in terms of manufacturing decline. I mean, it's and unless we get someone to replace the Whirlpool facility, I don't see that getting a whole hell of a lot better.
Looking forward to the U.S. Marshals Museum that will be built in Fort Smith, action scheduled for today in Washington that could help raise a few million dollars for the museum.
Right. Yeah, and hopefully we can end on a good note here. The Marshals Museum, there's a commemorative coin, and I can't believe I said that on the first try. But this coin, I won't try to say it again, this coin is to be minted to honor, to recognize the Marshals Service. They've been trying to produce this coin now for years. And proceeds, the first $5 million available in proceeds will go to preservation maintenance of artifacts and documents at the Marshals Museum. It won't be money that will be available to build the facility, and it's been estimated to be about a $50 million museum. And to date, they've raised just short of $10 million, so that they continue to struggle with that fundraising. But this is a big... $5 million will go a long way in helping support the exhibits that will be in the museum. And as you said, that vote is scheduled for this morning. Congressman Womack, Congressman Ross from the 4th District have really led the effort in the House. And then Senator Pryor is the primary sponsor in the Senate, and he and Senator Bozeman, according to the museum folks, he and Senator Bozeman have just been lighting up the corridors in D.C., getting sponsors signed on. So far, so good for that effort.
And how will that work? How will someone be able to get the coin?
Well, I am assuming it'll be sold through the U.S. Mint, and there are three different denominations. There's a $5 gold coin, a $1 silver coin, and a half-dollar clad coin. And that was a question I had a couple of years ago when this first came up. I mean, how do you raise $5 million? But apparently, the coin collector industry in this country, they don't see that being a problem.
Mm.
They'll snatch these up pretty quickly.
And do you know what the term is for coin collecting?
You're
almost there. I can't remember. It's numismatic.
Or is that stamp collecting? I don't know.
No, that's something else, I think. Anyway, thanks, Michael. Michael is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and coins for the Fort Smith region. Talk to you next week.
Yes, and if we're going to have a test at the end of this, please give me a heads up ahead of time.
I will. Thanks, Michael.
All right.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mutholkar.
I'm Kyle Kellum.
And we are giving away lots and lots of presents, courtesy our underwriters and program sponsors. And Rhonda is with us in the studio.
Yes.
Thank you. We're having a great time drawing randomly and giving away some cool stuff for the holidays.
Including a $100 gift certificate from Mud Puppy Pottery Studios in Fort Smith.
Mm-hmm. And that goes to Adam Ringel from Springdale.
Yay! Thank you, Peter, for your very nice donation.
So now we have two gift certificates, two winners that will, is this right, that will each receive a $100 gift certificate from David Adams Fine Jewelers?
Yes, that is correct.
So we pull two names for this?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Okay. I'll pull the first one for this, and that goes to Cindy Rimkus of Huntsville.
Yay, woo-hoo. Cindy, congratulations. And I, do you want me to do the second?
You bet.
Okay, I will draw the second. Once again, this is a $100 gift certificate from David Adams Fine Jewelers on this square here in Fayetteville. And the winner goes to Gwen Matisse of Fayetteville.
Congratulations.
Okay. Yes, thank you. And congratulations, Gwen.
All right, Ify.
Yes.
I know you're a vegetarian, but
I am.
But you're going to give away a $100 gift certificate to Penguin Ed's.
But you do get some fabulous veggie burgers.
Oh, there you go.
At Penguin Ed's. So there you go. And
the cookies.
Cookies. Yes. Okay. And the winner is Mary Stengel.
Stengel, I believe that
Stengel.
Would be.
Stengel. Yes. Mary, congratulations. She is from Ratcliffe, Arkansas.
Yes, a $100 gift certificate from Penguin Ed's goes to Mary. Nice job.
Okay, we'll close this one out by giving away some Opera in the Ozarks tickets. The winner will get four tickets to a performance in the 2012 season at Inspiration Point. Is that correct?
That is correct.
They're going to do Sondheim's Little Night Music. They're going to do La Boheme, some Mozart as well next year. Okay, so four tickets to Opera in the Ozarks, and that will go to Cheryl Kester of Fayetteville.
Yay, congratulations, Cheryl.
Okay, so ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, more giveaways. We're going to have, Boneworks sessions from Deborah Dubois, therapist, some gift certificate from Arcega's, Newton's Jewelry, White River Nursery, Urban Jungle, all coming up, so stay tuned. Your name may be called if you registered.
Earth, Sky.
In partnership with the Chemical Heritage Foundation and DuPont, Earth Sky presents Thanks to Chemistry.
We think about DNA usually as the library of the cell. It encodes all the information that makes us what we are.
You're listening to Jacqueline Barton, professor of chemistry at the California Institute of Technology. Barton received a 2011 National Medal of Science after finding out that cells use the double strands of the DNA helix like a wire for long-range signaling among proteins within a cell.
When you look at the chemical structure, the molecular structure of DNA, that double helix looks a lot like solid-state materials that are quite conductive.
In other words, healthy DNA conducts electricity. But if one of the more than 3 billion base pairs in a DNA strand is damaged, this internal wire in our cells is short-circuited. Barton said proteins in our living cells act like telephone repairmen. They try to find breaks in the line.
Some people have a genetic predisposition to colon cancer. It turns out that genetic predisposition is because they have a defect in their repair machinery.
This research holds promise not only for the prevention of cancer, but for other diseases and conditions, including ordinary aging. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mutholkar.
More giveaways coming up in just a couple of minutes. Saturday night, poets from around the country gathered at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville and read their work. Ozarks at Large's Katie Hendrickson was there.
Nightbird Books in Fayetteville was invaded by birds last Saturday night. That's Birds LLC, an independent poetry press founded in 2010. Five poets involved with the press, either as authors or editors, came through to read from their work as a part of the Improved Lighting Reading Series. Here are some highlights. First from Chris Tonelli, then Paige Taggart, Sam Starkweather, Justin Marks, and Emily Pettit, followed by music from Zach Waite.
I There's an energy that remains dormant when there's no longer an object of belief, an effort, a herd. Sometimes I exercise. God. A poet is the opposite of God. I act out a nostalgia that becomes my life. We drift further apart. This is what a symbol is. Thanks.
This is called Your Wing Deck is a Lazy Beetle. Your wing deck is a lazy, scarab beetle. A lazy beetle. A sonic story. Your beetle is lazy. It beelines nothing. Your lazy beetle can't beeline. You have a lazy beetle. Your beetle is cross-eyed. It's a cross-eyed, no-good-for-nothing beetle. I hate your beetle. I want a dog and a toad. I want a healthy dog and a healthy toad. I want my toad to ride around on my dog's back, share noodles. I want to learn to sing. I want to learn to sing with emotion and intelligence. My ideas have gone hog wild. I like expressions. I think they act like vices. We have a proclivity towards one another, and they make me comfortable because these expressions are not entirely my own. I am in nature in a leotard. My leotard looks like the jungle. I hang from branches and dominate the sky. Sure, that's exposure, but try it with no hands.
And this is the last thing I read. This is from the same thing, just a different chapter, chapter 6. No one owns water. To act, to come, to be more than oneself is to be being. Snow is music, trouble, a living verb. It is actually pragmatic to kiss dirt, mapping the known ways of letting go, an agency round and blue and turning. A record of this, streaming silence, without end, bury us in anything but earth. Entering the arches, empowerment is waiting. Hope, a word, belly up in a pool. Gravity is a question, the intimacy of what you can't comprehend. The mind makes itself into a fist, no aperture, the sum lure of rockets, a lack of middle ground in a world without buildings. A public must choose a way.
Sometimes I like my own poems a little too much. Behold my strawberry power. Beware my mutilated marginalia, reality's undergarments. The air smells like old sponge. The perfect word is perfect. The saddest, death. Daily activity, another awesome ending. I kiss the fingers that hold these tiny shoes.
This next poem is Goat in the Snow, which is the title poem of the book. And the title comes from a conversation I had with one of my little brother's friends like 7 years ago, and I was telling him I really wanted to be a fly on the wall at a party that I had come from, and he's a football player, and he was just like, be a goat in the snow. And I was like, what did you just say? And he was like, be a goat in the snow. And I was just like, Rory, I'm going to title my book that. And he was like, promise? And I was like, promise. And that was 7 years ago. I hadn't written the poem yet, so that was a lot of pressure then. But then I wrote the poem, and this is that poem. Goat in the Snow. A goat is not a sheep, though I know people who have made this mistake, not meaning to be flippant. This is not how to start a fire with sticks. I do not believe that music comes from a place of silence, just as life does not begin from a point of stillness. After passing the farm with the goat, it was important to slow down. Hello, goat. Hello, officer. So easy to lose track when going downhill. It isn't always easy to become calm after such an outburst of excitement. Some people don't have their animals down. I myself would not recognize a mongoose, but I know the word mongoose, and I know it refers to an animal, a mammal. I imagine it to be long-torsoed and beady-eyed, but I don't know. Remember when we were at that place where the floor tilted? That was a place where we could close our eyes. They were closed. They were open. We were accumulating information. Sometimes this meant we were filing things, and we hate filing things. And so it goes. Later, we were laughing. If you fumble, you better laugh. I've seen a goat chase a llama, and it's hard to take that seriously. Some things we will repeat over and over again. I said, I want to be a fly on the wall. Someone said, be a goat in the snow, and that goat's eyes are the secret to goats. I think if I had a soul, it would be saying soul. To move quietly past a fence without hesitation is what a goat does.
I signed up to fill the slot before, so it just said Zach Wade, but it's a total group. Because I can't do anything by myself.
Listen to the way the children play as the day slips away and the light comes on. And the light comes on.
Those were highlights from last Saturday's Improved Lighting Readings, which featured the independent press Birds LLC. For more information about the press, you can visit their website, birdsllc.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
It is Thursday, December 15th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellams.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri Matholkar.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And I'd like to present you with a tough choice for tonight.
Give it to me.
Okay.
Manhattan Transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
First group to win Grammys in jazz and pop categories in the same year.
Right.
More popular than Thriller.
What?
They earned more Grammy nominations in 1985 than Thriller.
Right.
They're at the Walton Arts Center tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
They perform at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets start at $28. Across the street from the Walton Arts Center.
Yes.
At the Nadine Baum Studios. It's a Wonderful Life.
Uh-huh.
Theater Squared's brand new adaptation. 64 characters, 30-some scenes, a beautiful set. And the story as close as they can tell it to the film that everybody loves.
Right.
Because at the library the other night, at the artist talk back that Kyle emceed, there was pretty much a threat that if you don't get it right, we'll ride you out of town on a rail.
One person sort of, you know, said, hey. They wanted to make sure something was in there.
I thought the best story that was told that night was that the actors playing George and Mary had gone out to a civic club meeting. They forgot they didn't have the third actor to say the lines about Kisser.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in the audience said them perfectly.
Right.
That's the power of the icon of this film.
I think it is the movie I have seen more than, save one, it's the movie I've seen more than any other in my life. I've seen it, I bet I've seen this movie all the way through, start to finish, without stopping at least 20 times.
I have never sat down and watched the entire thing.
Once you get sucked
in. I've never
in,
seen the movie.
Well, see, and now we're going to hang. We're just going to hold off. Antoinette's never seen it either because we're going to the December 21st
mm-hmm.
production.
Right.
So we'll just hold out for the play.
Okay.
Showtimes for this are 7:30 Thursday and Friday, 2 and 7:30 Saturday, 2 and 7 on Sunday through January 1st. Additional shows on December 21st. No show on December 25th. Call 443-5600.
Okay.
Okay. Becca Bacon-Martin is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Thank you.
That's Oh Christmas Tree by Kelly Mulholland. That is hands down my favorite holiday CD.
Really?
Christmas Tunes on an Ozark Guitar, I believe is the name of the CD. But try to sneak that in every holiday season. Time to give away more things.
We like it.
Yes. KUAF underwriters got together, and Rhonda, you were able to get gift certificates from a lot of them.
That's right. It's the KUF holiday, KUF and Friends holiday giveaway, mm-hmm. and it is our annual drawing, and you simply had to go to the web, send in your name, and now we are giving away the wonderful underwriting gifts from underwriters and our people who support our programming.
A couple of sessions with Deborah Dubois, professional advanced therapist and massage therapist.
Yep.
Who doesn't want massage?
Daily.
This, however, is not for a daily massage. So.
Yes, yes.
However, for two sessions, I'm going to pick this one, and that will go to, let me make sure I Mavie Hogue. Is that how I would pronounce it? M-A-V-I-E, Mavie Hogue.
Looks like it
okay.
to me.
Mavie, you have the sessions from Deborah Dubois. Therapist and massage.
That's right. And I have two $50 gift certificates going to one winner, and it's to a couple of different locations throughout town, but it is for our Sega's Espresso Cafe. And who doesn't want $100 worth of coffee
That's right.
in this nice, cool
well,
weather?
Or tea or whatever you get at our Sega's,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So the winner for that is Drew Wallace from Farmington.
Yay.
So, Drew, congratulations. And thanks to Cindy, Carrie, and everyone at our Sega's for their participation.
All right.
And it's time for two certificates, $200 gift certificates from Newton Jewelers. And so the first...
And this is in Fort Smith, Newton Jewelers.
This is, yes.
Long-time Fort Smith business, yes.
Mm-hmm. And $100 certificate from Newton Jewelers goes to Marty Burgraff from Fayetteville.
Yay,
congratulations.
Marty's been a long-time friend of KUAF.
Should I give away the other one, or do you want to?
Yes.
Okay. So another $100 gift certificate to Newton's Jewelers in Fort Smith goes to John Wyatt. Of Rogers.
Okay, and I think I'm up.
You are.
This is a $100 gift certificate for any product or service to the White River Nursery, located just outside of Fayetteville, actually within city limits, but just on the fringe. Terrific, Trey and friends. You'll have to visit them. But this is a $100 gift certificate from them, and the winner is Jessica Keehee, I believe.
Yeah.
Jessica, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And we'll be in touch with all of these folks, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll send them emails or call them or something
and we'll let
them know.
Yeah, let them know how to get their gift.
Okay. Iffy, let's give one more away.
Okay. This is a gift from Urban Jungle. They're offering two tabletop combination plants anywhere in Northwest Arkansas. And the winner is Elizabeth Wheeler.
Congratulations.
From Fayetteville, yes.
Yeah, congratulations. Yes, and I think it's like evergreen holiday swags or evergreen holiday table decorations, something along those lines.
That's nice.
Yes, and she will deliver those to your home within the Fayetteville area, so I think she should be okay.
Now, if you haven't heard your name yet, hang close because there's still some things from New Design School, live on stage in Northwest Arkansas, the University of Arkansas Bookstore, the Rogers Historical Museum, and Dog Party USA to come up in our final giveaway segment. So stay tuned. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walden Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Tonight, there's a show tonight.
Yes. Tonight is the Manhattan Transfer Holiday Show. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying, I feel like we haven't talked about these guys enough. So let's talk about them.
Nine-time Grammy winners, at least.
At least.
And at least.
At least that many. And I just learned that other than Michael Jackson's Thriller, mm-hmm. they have the most nominated album in history. I think it's called Vocalese.
It is called Vocalese, yes.
And we spent about, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes yesterday trying to find that song, that holiday song that you know from these guys. Mm-hmm. And we looked it up. Is it the Christmas song? Is it the – no, it's called Happy Holiday.
Yes.
And that's the one you hear all the time. And so I think we're going to have a really fun, festive evening tonight. They have this wonderful sort of silky harmony going on there. And, of course, all those hits.
Right. But, so are they strictly holiday music tonight, or are they going to do some
– I would bet they're going to do a little bit of both. It's going to be great.
Is that 7 tonight?
That's at 7 tonight. And that's in the big hall in Baumwalker Hall. And then tomorrow night we will
more holidays.
Have more holiday with Larry Miller. His show is normally called Cocktails with Larry Miller, but this time it will be Holiday Cocktails with Larry Miller. So he's going to add a little dash of holiday cheer into there.
And I understand he has a sort of Facebook or web presence, a club,
yes.
People, a drinking society.
Yes, it's called the Larry Miller Drinking Society.
I think so,
I believe. And it meets after every show. So odds are he's going to find his way out to somewhere on Dixon Street, and people will be able to come out and join him and have some fun.
And that's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night. That show's at 8 o'clock. And then we will have the Nutcracker this weekend. Lovely, beloved holiday tradition. It's always fun when we have a Nutcracker because you tend to see kids and their families.
Yeah.
And some of those kids have never seen a show before. You know, their parents have been waiting until they were old enough to take them to start this holiday tradition up again. So there's 3 performances of the Nutcracker this weekend. There's an 8 o'clock on Saturday, there's a 2 o'clock on Sunday, and a 7 o'clock on Sunday. And I will tell you that the 8 o'clock on Saturday and the 2 o'clock on Sunday are virtually sold out at this point. There are tickets available for the 7 p.m., and what we always say in a situation like this is you can always come down to the box office and get on standby about an hour before the show. We work really, really hard to get everybody in, and we've been pretty successful with it. I don't think we've ever turned anyone away who has come down and got on standby. So if you really need to come to that Saturday or that Sunday 2 p.m. show, you can come down and get on standby. Otherwise, the 7 p.m. show on the 18th still has some tickets left.
And we still have It's a Wonderful Life playing across the street.
Yes. Theater Squared runs that for 3 more weekends. They run this weekend, and then they will run from the 21st through the 24th next week, and then they'll run from the 29th through the 1st. And it's a lot of fun. Have you seen the show?
I have not yet. I think I'm going next week.
Yeah, it's really something. You know, watching anything live for me is way better than watching it on a movie. That's just me. But I know this is a beloved classic, and I know that, you know, it's so iconic in our history. And the story is just remarkable. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful, wonderful story.
A wonderful life.
Yeah, it's just, I loved it. I loved it so much. And I think it is really a solid, great production for you to go see over the holidays. It's has wonderful messages. The performances are strong. The set is great. And there's lots of shows left, and it's selling really fast. So
yes,
if you want to go, I would recommend not waiting to get your tickets until the last minute.
So Nutcracker, Frank Capra, Larry Miller, mm-hmm. Manhattan Transfer, does that take care of the holidays at Walnut Center?
We've got one more on the 22nd.
And this Asleep at the Wheel.
Asleep at the Wheel, yeah. So we'll have a little Western swing thrown in there. Their show is called Santa Loves to Boogie. I can't wait to hear these guys. I wasn't familiar with them before they got booked.
Oh, really?
No, no.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this concert because I think it's going to be really high energy, really high quality.
Yeah, Ray Benson has just this signature voice.
Yeah,
he's great.
It's going to be fantastic. That's on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. I believe that's a Thursday, and that's a 7 o'clock show. So then, other than the Theater Squared going on throughout the whole Christmas break, we're done at Walton Arts Center. But then we get back in January and we pick right back up again with some pretty good stuff. On the 5th of January at 7:30, we'll have the comedian Brian Regan.
Right.
That one is almost sold out. So that's a good Christmas present, good holiday gift. So you might want to get those tickets soon if you're planning on giving that particular show. And then on the 10th through the 15th, we'll have a full week of Blue Man Group.
That's right.
And I learned the other day that we are the first market to have Blue Man Group come back. So if you recall, back in the summer of last year, we were the first market to see Blue Man Group. Their new touring theatrical show was created and mounted here at the Arts Center. And then it went out on the road, and it's been touring North America. And now it's coming back to Northwest Arkansas, and we're the first one to bring it back. Right. And so it's pretty exciting. And the good news about it is that there are lots of tickets left, but they are going faster than anything I've ever seen at Walden Arts Center. So I think it would be good to get those tickets now. And they do make a great present. They really do. And then on the 20th, we will have the Pancho Sanchez Band as part of the 10x10 Art Series. On the 21st, Sona will be back with their third concert of the year, their Masterworks concert. And they had just a fantastic, fantastic concert back on this past Saturday. It was a wonderful holiday
show. That sold out, correct?
Yes, it did.
There was not a ticket to be had.
Nope, there was not. And it sounds like there was not a ticket to be had, and there was not an unsmiling face in the house. It sounds like it was a very, very exciting show. So the Sona concert is on the 21st, and then Keb Mo will be back on the 25th, and then the comedian Lewis Black will be here on the 28th. Lewis Black is another one that tickets are almost gone for, so if you want to get those now. And then February.
Well, let's just hold our horses here.
Let's let's put the brakes on a little bit. Yes. I'm ready to slow down December myself. But
Will you travel for the holidays?
I will. Good. I'll be going to Florida to visit my family.
That's a nice place to be for Christmas.
It is.
I think.
It is. It being from New England and living in Wisconsin for a while, the first couple years I went down there, the concept of palm trees on Christmas was very difficult for me to handle. Mm. I've gotten over that.
Yeah, okay.
And I love it now. I love going down there with the warm weather. And
well, everything you've talked about except the palm trees can be obtained at waltonartcenter.org.
Yeah, alas, we're not selling palm trees right now. But we are selling great Walton Arts Center merchandise for Christmas as well. And we do have the Leon Niehaus exhibit that's still up in our Joy Pratt Markham Gallery. That's going to come down in January. So if you're out and about on Dixon Street, come by and see it. But everything we talked about is available on our website, which is waltonartcenter.org. And you can also call us at 443-5600 to get tickets. The other thing to note is that because we're getting closer to Christmas, if you want to get your tickets, you may have to ask, you may have to come down and pick them up because we're not guaranteeing delivery as of yesterday.
Okay.
So if you buy online, you might want to call the box office and make special arrangements if you need the tickets to come in before Christmas time.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
That's Happy Holiday, Manhattan Transfer. They are in concert tonight at Walton Arts Center, a holiday show.
Yeah, I'm all in holiday cheer, so it'd be great to...
Well, you're in holiday cheer because you're giving things away to our listeners.
It makes me so happy. It's a KUF and Friends holiday giveaway, once again, continues.
Mm-hmm. And I should mention you're Rhonda Dillard.
Correct. Thank you very much. And this is our last segment, and so if you've not heard your name in the last couple segments, maybe this is your time.
Okay. Let's give something away.
Yes. So first on the list during this break is a $100 gift certificate from the New Design School located here in Fayetteville. Sonia and her crew are very generous in sharing this. And this will be your opportunity to maybe learn some skills on the computer, learn some Adobe stuff, or apply it to maybe even getting an associate's degree. So there you go. And the winner of that is Vanessa.
Let me see that.
Sabinato?
From Springdale.
Yes.
Vanessa, we apologize if we're not quite getting that name right, but you are the winner, and we will
and
let you
congratulations.
Know.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, Vanessa.
Is it my turn yet?
It is.
Santa Claus?
You're going to give away some tickets.
Woohoo. Okay, so this is a $180 gift certificate from Live on Stage. And the winner is Valerie Sendell from, I don't know how to pronounce that, Subiaco, yeah. Arkansas. Congratulations, Valerie.
Yes, it's two sets of three pair of different concert tickets. It will include American Spirit, also a John Denver tribute, and Anna Wilson in concert, which is with a jazz quartet. So lots of great entertainment coming up this this spring.
And so, Valerie, when you're driving over from Subiaco to Bentonville, it's one in March, one in April, one in May.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, how about a $100 gift certificate from the University of Arkansas Bookstore? They're on Garland Avenue now in Fayetteville. This can be applied to Apple products if you're so inclined.
Yes.
Just saying. Let's see. The winner is John Remmers of Cane Hill.
Congratulations, John.
All right. Just a couple more to go here.
Once again, I still feel like we need bells.
Next year, we're going to have bells.
Yes. Okay. So put in some sound effects. We need some bells in the background.
I know.
We'll have some jingle bells next year.
There you go.
This next one that you're going to give away, Rhonda, is something that I would really like.
Yeah, it's pretty special. It is a $75 gift certificate, good for merchandise at the Rogers Historical Museum. Their gift shop is called Past and Presents Gift Shop. And plus, it includes a membership to the Friends of the Rogers Historical Museum, which is really nice. So you'll have an annual membership and a little gift certificate. So if you go see something really neat at the museum, they may have something to go along with that you can pick up at the gift shop.
Okay.
So the winner of that will be, boy, these last names are killing me today. How about Marty Kerrigan Winter?
Ah, yes.
From Huntsville.
Yes.
Marty, congratulations.
Marty, yes, very much so.
All right.
Let's see. The last one?
Rhonda, you grew up in Springdale, correct?
I did.
And you call Santa Claus in Springdale, correct?
Very much so.
That's what we called him in Baxter County. What do you call Santa Claus in Lucknow?
Just Santa Claus.
Okay, all right. I thought there might be some, you know.
You had to ask.
I did. Okay. All right. So you'll get to be just Santa Claus here.
Mm-hmm. And the last gift is a $100 gift certificate from Dog Party USA, where dogs just want to have fun. That's really cute. And the gift certificate goes to Lindsay Foster from Fayetteville.
All right.
Congratulations, Lindsay, and thanks to Chatty and everyone at Dog Party for participating. Longtime friends of KUAF, of course.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks to our listeners. Thanks, everyone who registered. Thanks to our underwriters. Rhonda, thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's been great fun.
And you'll be in contact with everyone how they get their certificates.
I will. I will be sending probably an email to let you know. Some of them we will mail directly. Some you will need to go to the merchants themselves and pick those up. But we will provide that information. And happy holidays to all.
Right back at you.
Thank you.
And KUAF is supported by Penguin Ed's Barbecue, accepting holiday orders for smoked turkey, ham, and salmon. Trimmings and side items are also available, as well as catering and pickup orders. More information, including store locations and menus, available on the web at penguineds.com. KUAF is also supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers.
And Old Alabama. Not Alabama, but Old Alabama.
And where is that?
It's in Madison County, and it is south. I think I've got this right. I think Old Alabama is south of Alabama.
Okay.
And why there are two, I'm not sure. I should know that, but I do not know.
Okay, we'll find out.
Okay, that's a deal.
In good time.
Let's see. Another new edition of Ozarks tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You and I will do Weekend Ozarks at Large Sunday morning at 9.
Well,
Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholakai.
Thanks so much for listening, and have a great Thursday.
Thursday.
Thank you.